Triple M's Rush Hour starts in 10 seconds.
I'm already getting excited.
Thanks to the new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Swear by it, not at it. The ball designed for you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I am running the rush hour at the minute.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Yeah. Who was the brain surgeon that decided this was a good idea?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, tradies, single mums, wherever you are, wherever you're listening. Billy Brownless back on the rush hour where he should be. And no Jim, thank God for that. And my co-host is Daisy Thomas from the Collingwood Carlton Footy Club. Welcome, Daisy.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, one and all. What an absolute treat it is to be here for what is sure to be the best week of the rush hour throughout the whole year.
Exactly. You're here for the week. No, Jimmy. What an absolute flog.
Have you caught what he's up to there, Bill?
Over in the Maldives with Lisa. We needed to see more Lisa and less Jim, let me tell you. But doing those stupid faces that he does, but also backflips and
it's
things.
It's a freebie holiday, isn't it? That's a genuine influencer setup.
Exactly. Well, Lisa, probably. But well done. He's back, but he's not back for a couple of weeks. So we've got you, Daze, which is fantastic because what a star you've turned out to be, little Daisy Thomas. Runner-up and I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. How are you going?
Oh, I've been pretty good, mate. It was good to last about, how long the show go for? 30 days. So yeah. I went about 25 days longer than your good self. But you know, it's like, it's good to be back out in the general society doing all the things that we talked about and missed so much. Obviously finished up an illustrious footy career and now, you know, onwards and upwards into this sort of area, Triple M footy throughout the year, which was the biggest announcement already of the year as well. So it's onwards and upwards.
I was going to ask you about Carlton and how you finished up. Did you get the arse or did you leave?
Well, it depends who you ask. If you ask them, they sacked me. If you ask me, I retired. So
exactly.
Read between the lines. But no, there was no spot for me, so I retired.
Oh, how are you adjusting? And we got Rhonda. Oh, I must go through the running sheet because that's what Jim does. The lovely Rhonda Birchmore coming up. And we were in the camp with her. What a lovely lady.
What an absolute ripper. There's a lot more to Rhonda than we did think going into it as well.
Yep. And then we got Rhonda again, and then we got a joke, and that's the end of the show. So I hope you enjoy it. But how have you adjusted?
Well, to be completely honest, I was no good for a couple of weeks. Guts was, I couldn't eat food because it all, obviously we didn't get any flavour, no sauce, no salt and pepper, anything like that. Couldn't obviously enjoy a pot for a few weeks. They went straight to the head or straight out the other end. So it did take a while. I'm sure you would have been much the same, although you look like you've probably put the kilos you lost back on.
Well, I lost 11. I've put on 13. But that is all good. But, Daisy, you won't believe this. We have a sponsor already. Well, TaylorMade, they sponsor the show, of course.
Very good friends of mine, too.
Oh, they are. And I don't know if you've used the new response ball, but that is magnificent, my friend. You don't lose it. And it goes an extra 30 metres. But
introduce me, or are you going to forget about me this year as well?
And Daisy, we've got Rabsy here. Hello, Rabs.
He's going to the barrel. He's going to torpedo.
No.
Thomas gets onto it. It's a miracle kick. Thomas has unloaded the biggest barrel of his career.
Plenty more of that, thanks. Plenty
well done,
more
Rabsy.
Of that.
Sorry, mate. How are you?
Yeah, going all right.
That's
mate.
Enough. but we do have a sponsor for Bill's All Sport Report.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Start your footy tipping comp today. Visit espnfootytips.com.au or download the app.
That's it, ESPN Footy Tips. Download the app. Now, Maxie Gawn has been named captain of the Melbourne Footy Club and Jack Vine has been named vice-captain. What do you think of that?
Oh, huge appointment. It's a good story for everyone involved. Obviously, Maxie coming a long way from smoking darts the light a few years back. So for him to get the nod, interesting that they're not going with a formal leadership group, Bill.
No, you're I did across see that. That.
Yeah,
no,
it's an interesting thing. They're going with the you know, the flat leadership underneath him, so that's a
good
big
on
one.
Him. I caught up with Max, of course, one-on-one. I did ask him, Max, it'd be like a dream come true.
Yeah, it's a dream come true to captain the oldest club in the land. I don't think I'll change much. So for those that know me and have seen how I've operated the last few years. I'm presuming that's why I've been voted in, and that's what I'll try and stick to. I know I've got to get better as a leader. I mean, we had numerous amount of times last year where the leaders needed to stand up and probably didn't. That's something that hopefully we're not 0-3. Hopefully we're 3-0. But if we do get in that position again, that's where my improvement will be.
Well done, Rabsy. Beautifully stuff. Good luck to Max, who's a star. And we love the way he goes about it. Do you know Max's favourite cricket team?
No, I don't, mate.
The New Zealand cricket team, who have just beaten India, by the way. So Max would be very happy. Speaking of cricket, South Africa defeated Australia overnight by 12 runs. Australia only needed 21 off 14 balls to win the game, and they collapsed. So series 1-1 now, Dave.
Okay, very exciting.
Also, some footy. You've got some match review results, please. Tell us these.
A big weekend for the Marsh Cup, or whatever that's now known as. Marley Williams got a 2-match suspension for a hit on Ed Richards from the Bulldogs. Careless, high impact. So Chris O's given him 2 matches.
So what does that mean? Two weeks where?
Of the regular season. So he can play out the rest of the preseason comp.
But not then, rounds 1 and 2.
And then rounds 1 and 2, he was unavailable, which is a big, big whack.
That is.
And the AFL end-of-year footy trip fund is going well already. Matt Crouch, $2,000 fine. Connor McFadden, one of your boys from Brisbane, the Irish boy.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, none either. $2,000. And Dane Zorko launched a bloke over the fence into a trainer. Did you catch that?
Yeah, Simon Farrell, my mate from Geelong, he did.
Or there you go.
Kane Farrell.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is either. He got $4,000 down to $2,500. So $6,500 jumps into the kitty for the AFL after the first week of the pretend stuff.
Now, Daze, you've just got out of the game. Would you rather get one? What, you've got to be honest here. Would you rather get 1 week or a $2,500 fine?
Well, it depends where you are in your career, Bill. When I was on the big bucks and it wasn't match payments, you take the week and you put the feet up and you sit back and enjoy it.
But
when you're on the matches, you'd rather take the week.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a break, Daze. Good start. Hope Jim's listening because we're very, very good.
It is the Rush Hour on Triple M. Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless.
Is that a real snake?
Oh, I'm so scared.
Right, I don't.
Keep coming.
Right, it goes.
Oh, Jesus. What are we looking for? Stars.
A star.
That's a crocodile.
Is it?
There's a star on the
crocodile. Am I taking the star off the crocodile's back?
Here we go.
What's in there, Dale?
Yep.
Oh, geez, there's a big black star.
It's all right.
Butter in there. Ah!
I'm going for it, Bill.
Yeah, good boy. We need the stars. Just think of the others.
I'm not even sure what type of spider it is, but it's large.
Well, it's not going to kill you. Come on.
Tarantulas do bite, Daisy.
What about in the drawers? You're good at unwinding. Do that one, though. You're good at...
They're the scorpions in there, are they, Doctor?
Yeah, it's not as easy as you thought.
Yeah.
Oh, my good God.
I'll go there.
You go. Right. Good boy, Dale. That's what I like about you.
Excuse me, rats. Oh, it freaking nobbled on me. Go away.
You look in the dunny.
Oh, there's poo.
That is poo in the dunny. Come over here, Dale.
Right, get right into it, mate.
Now, let's see if there's a star.
Oh, sugar. Oh, is that a snake?
That's
you or me?
You.
All right. For the snakes. I don't like snakes.
Good on you, Dale. Just be tough, mate.
Beautiful delegation, is Billy.
I've got my hand up this snake's bloody pooper valve.
Open the door, Dopey.
Here they go, and they're out.
I had my doubts about this combination, but somehow it worked. Billy, was this the strategy to get Daisy to do all the work?
Exactly.
He made a career out of it.
Spot on. Well done on that first trial, Daisy. You did well.
Yes, thank you very much, Bill. And I do promise that, although this is the only in we have at the minute talking to me about the jungle, because I haven't done much, after tonight's show, there will be more of everything else. But the jungle chat, for anyone who didn't watch that first episode of the jungle, Billy and I were tied together. And all he did was spin me around with the big fat frame of yours and put me in front of everything that needed to be opened, from snakes to mice to rats to a dunny full of poop. I copped it all. So you've made, as I mentioned, you made a career out of delegation and just putting someone else in the line of fire, and you did it beautifully there.
But you did it so well also. And we realise a lot of people haven't seen the show, but a lot haven't. Are you surprised by how many people have watched the show after you got out, but also kids?
100%. The variety of the audience and the age of the audience. You got kids from 5 to people as far as 85 or potentially beyond. So I'm sure you can attest to that as well. And there's one way to make a 14-year footy career disappear pretty quickly. I'm no longer the footballer. I'm Daisy from the jungle. So
yeah, you are.
For those people who did see 3 episodes, they probably saw you too.
Well, you were in for 30 days, which is a long time.
It is a long time. It's,
What? So again. You said you struggled sleeping, since you've been out?
I couldn't sleep. I would wake up, the missus in the bed next to me. That was sort of weird because
still
I had Red Hot next
to me. That's all right.
Well, I had Red Hot next to me and she never jumped into my bed during the show, which is, although there was some offers, so settle down, Ronda.
Yes.
But just the cameras, getting up, putting your boots on to have to go to the toilet, just everything. Yeah. It's such a long time. It was such a weird thing. I certainly wouldn't do it again, but it was 30 days. It was a good experience.
I tell you what, for blokes listening out there and some ladies too, what I was worried about is when I drink, I snore. And because you're so close to everyone, I was really worried about snoring and I get heartburn. So when I walk around, I've always got a pack of quickies, right? Because you get heartburn when you drink.
Are you chasing a sponsor?
No, not at all. I just happen to have some quickies.
Well, I was bedded next to you for the small while you're in the camp.
So
you weren't so worried about snoring then.
Well, let me tell you, when I was off the drink, no snoring, no heartburn.
And
so there's something in that, Dave.
And I reckon every day you drop some weight, your snoring did become less and less loud.
See? But now I've put on the weight, and let me tell you, snoring like a train and plenty of heartburn. So
if you don't want a visual, I got to wake up next to the great Anthony William Brownless, and he had his little dad boxers on. The dad boxers don't have a whole lot of elasticity in them.
No.
And he'd do his back rolls in the morning. Well, not often did we have plums for breakfast, but they were there on full show for half the camp. We'll talk to Ron about this in just a minute.
I see her coming over having a good look. Let me tell you, old red hot. Hey, Caulfield, what about that? I saw you Saturday. Oh. You were loving it at Caulfield.
I was loving it, mate. You had the orange sunglasses on, a hat at one point.
Blue hat?
Peacocking around. I did get a photo. We want to chuck that up. But no, an absolute ripper day back there. Mm. They're the things you miss. The beers, just being able to have some freedom. So
And having a bet. Responsibly.
You were on fire down there. The boys back to the Cremorne in the minibus with the pockets full after partaking in the winnings of the quaddy, I hear.
What about that? 12 of us said we're going the Saturday before. We organise a bus that leaves at 10:30 Cremorne on Saturday. 4 turn up.
Yeah, that's
me and 3
right.
others. We got the quaddy, so sucked into all the others that didn't turn up. And we had a good day, really good day. Got home a bit late, but that's all right. I think Dunny, he was married, Bucko sucked in. They got in a bit of trouble, but we had a good day.
Back to the Cremorne and charging your mates for beers again. It's perfect.
Well, I had plenty of cash.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hey, look who's out there. Our favourite in the jungle.
She was unbelievable, wasn't she? What a beautiful woman.
Was Ryan and Tom, of course, and we love Miff and Charlotte. But Rhonda was there too, and she's up next.
It is the Rush Hour, Billy Brownless and Dale Thomas, and we are joined now by Rhonda Birchmore.
I am not one that ever roughs it. I'm used to luxuries in life. I like your muscles, boys.
For the first time, Australia will see
the real Rhonda.
Rhonda is very glamorous.
Stop that where the sun don't shine, you are.
You get amazing.
Yes, Rhonda.
Dropped off a goddamn police.
Australia has definitely seen the real Rhonda.
Potty mouth.
Really proud of myself for that.
Well, here she is, straight out of the jungle in third position, the eighth wonder of the world, more recently out of there, but lead roles in Mamma Mia, The Boyfriend, Calendar Girls, Guys and Dolls, a CV as long as your arm, now working on Menopause, a musical, one of your own, Rhonda Birchmore, our favourite. Welcome along.
My beautiful boyfriends, Daisy and Billy Bob.
Billy Bob, how are you, Rhonda? Good to see you. I tell you what, you're looking well.
Oh, you both are too, and you smell good too, compared to what we smelt like in there. Yeah. I mean, that's all we got was fire, and it was pretty gross, wasn't it,
just
in there?
Just a touch more flirtation from you two, like just washing the sink from time to time.
Washing the dishes. We
had a nice time down there with the dishes.
We did, though. Actually, I was going to have a crack there one night. you brought up your husband. I didn't know you were married. So anyway, but
Charlotte had a crack down there in that sink, remember?
She washed the bum.
She did. Remember that? Oh, my gosh. It's good to see you.
But you are glamorous. You're beautiful. You're elegant. And this happened also, which was very, very interesting. Because we all knew, didn't know how to take you. And then you went with this.
I've got to do a little fart, pull my finger.
Rhonda.
If I can explain to you, to the listeners.
Well, now's the time.
That was the first day that, I mean, because in the camp there was kind of the Upper East Side.
Yes.
And then there was the kind of the what would you
call it? The slums where Billy and I were.
Yeah. And that particular day I'd done my first eating trial and I'd eaten a humming giant cockroach that was about 6 inches long, and that was the cockroach that made me fart. It was. Oh my goodness! It was a whopper, wasn't it? I was explosive. You nearly lost
you. You got embarrassed too.
Well, I did. It was an explosion.
It was a big explosion. Some of the things you did, you were the queen of the Tucker Trials, universally known by the end of it.
Yeah.
You drank blended impala guts, chicken intestine, offal. Oh, you also had a bum and coke, which is just the fly's bug blended with an impala bug.
Every day, every time I would be voted into one of the, we did one together, the Spudio 54. That was pretty. We had to dance and drink those cocktails. What did you have? You had the penis colada.
No, that was Ryan, who seemed to enjoy it.
You had the slippery nipple, Bill, it says on the sheet.
Well, pig's nipples, and you had to chew them up.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoyed it far too much.
When you sculled it and drank, and then you turned into an alien. You had this, something had come out of you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. It was like my head was spinning around, and I have looked at it back, and I actually shocked myself. It's a state that I think I went into, I don't know where I went, but just to get through those things as we did.
Bill and I touched on it before. We couldn't believe how many people actually watched the show. What's the response been like from the general public for you getting around Malvern Central and just walking the sunny, leafy streets of Armidale?
Well, as soon as I got out, I was walking down the high street and a tradie called out, "Oh, bloody oath, you're out, Rhonda." And I thought, I've got the tradies and I've got this whole new group of young people between about 7 and 15.
The kids.
The kids adore it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've got a whole new, forget the old senior sitter. No, don't forget the seniors. I love my seniors, but I've got a whole new audience in the kids that love it.
It is funny, the kids that come up and just say, "Oh, I saw you on the telly." And all that. Well, and you would have made some good friends, obviously Miguel and Dale. You went to the end there.
Oh, yeah, we did go to the end. And I mean, mind you, Billy, we missed you a heck of a lot, didn't we? So much.
I didn't know. Don't put words in my mouth.
Oh, we did. And by the time there was just the three of us there, it was kind of, it was very quiet, but we enjoyed it. But we would, it was.
We became very, very,
very close.
It was a small family. Yeah.
Every time I turned it on towards the end, you were bawling.
Yeah.
And Miguel was bawling.
No, I had the hay fever. I wasn't actually crying.
Oh, were. Yeah. It was really emotional that when the reunion with our family, my gosh, that was, because we just about, how many, 31, 32 days with nothing. And then, that was pretty emotional.
Perez? You got on well with Perez?
Oh, jeez. I mean, gosh. I called it early, didn't I, Dale? I said, don't you? They never change their spots, those ones.
No, you were right.
And because Ryan went, oh, yes, he's come in here. He's the new Perez. He's a new man. Yeah, and I went, don't you trust that. And then suddenly, whang.
Whang.
Oh, banana gate. Over a portion of a banana, and I've seen it back.
Have you watched the whole show back?
Not
the whole
all
series?
Of it, but that they edited so much out of that. I wish Australia had seen what a monster he was.
Well, I think they picked up on the vibe pretty quickly and got rid of him as soon as possible.
And what did he used to go every night with his back sack to the long
that
drop?
That was odd. That was strange.
What was he?
I don't know.
We'll go to a song, Rondo, and we'll think about that during this song. For TaylorMade Golf, our good friends there, very nice. We love it out there, Azza and his boss.
I was out there the other day, Bill, at the Fitting Centre, the Performance Lab, one of the great setups. If you are a golfer, do yourself a favour and get down to TaylorMade Golf.
And we've got the lovely Rhonda Birchmore. Now, Rhonda, what did you miss the most?
Oh, well, gosh, Billy, where do I start? I hadn't seen any of the episodes before. And I didn't, people say, they make it look really, really more extreme than it is. No, for your listeners out there, it is really rough. There's no clean sheets. I missed that. I missed a flushing toilet. I mean, when I had baboon actually pee on my head during the night, that was delicious.
Because they were right there, weren't they? People won't believe how close the baboons were.
Yeah. And remember, because I was right on the end and the tarp didn't quite cover. And if they'd go, brop, brop, and then you... And then you'd have the trickle of the old urine on your head, and that's nice. Or the scorpion in the bed, and that remember that were you there when the snake got in the long drop?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was mine. was that the first time, Rhonda, that you have been on TV without makeup?
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All these years. I mean, because I was back in Variety Land with the Mike Walsh Show and, of course, Hey Hey.
Hey Hey.
That. All of that. You always get your hair and your glam, your makeup done.
Did you open Crown Casino?
I did.
You did?
That's where Red Hot and Rhonda. That's where, absolutely. Yes. It was quite something.
And more recently, in Tassie, marrying people. Have you seen it? Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Like a celebrant, but not. It's a Clayton celebrant. Some of my
something
gay friends.
I love in.
My, yeah, well, my gay friends wanted, you know, Rhonda to marry them. And so I did the whole thing and threw in a song as well. And beautiful.
Tap dance?
No, that's only for special.
Special, in the jungle.
Yeah, all you listeners to Daisy and Billy, weren't we great in the jingle in the jungle?
Jingle of the jungle.
The jungle, sing a little jingle
line,
of
and he was
the
horrific.
Jungle.
No,
he was good.
To tell the truth.
He was, and you got so excited. You said, that's my first musical theatre debut.
Exactly. Well, I was in the Big Men Fly or something. That was years ago.
You were like a grumpy old man at rehearsals. People were talking and you were telling us off.
Well, it was just respect for Rhonda.
And the two blokes that didn't listen were Ryan, who stuffed it up, and Miguel. And
Miguel, yeah. What he else? Was trying to do his moonwalk.
He was stupid. Yeah. Stupid Spanish thing. Now, what do you got coming up? You've got a couple of shows, Rhonda.
I have got a few shows. I've got one at the West Gippsland Performing Arts Centre.
Yeah.
That's Partners in Crime. That's March the 6th, nearly sold out. And then I'm doing a national tour of Menopause the Musical.
What's that about?
Oh, it's women. It's women, four women at a certain age.
Yes.
I play, I know it's hard to believe, the television soap star. And then there's the Dubbo housewife and then the power woman and so on. And they're four women that that's the one thing that they've got in common, the change. And we sing, it's like a parody of all those incredible songs, everything from I Will Survive. It's a jukebox. It's been a smash hit all around the world. So I'm at the comedy thing.
Nationwide, we're in Melbourne in the Comedy Theatre from the 14th of July to the 2nd of August. So you are going to be busy.
I am so busy, and all sorts of shows in between that and right to the end of the year, which is great.
And we've got a catch up tonight, which we should tell the people.
Oh,
there's about 10 of us from the jungle catching up.
Yes, Perez is not coming.
He didn't get
the invitation.
He didn't.
But I'm so excited, Billy.
Who are you going to go and kiss first?
You?
No, other than Daisy and I.
I want to be tongueies from both of you. Miguel.
I told you there's something in this.
He did good paella, didn't he? Charlotte. I mean, Charlotte's changed her hair colour and she's...
got a dirty big tat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, we were talking about Ryan there for a moment, but she got a tat and Ryan is going to be there. I want to find out the goss about what happened there.
I want to know too, because people ask you that. Maybe it was all set up for the cameras and all that, but there was a bit going on, wasn't there?
Well, look, I said to Dale, who was my bed partner, we were only inches away from each other, weren't we? How could you lie in the same bed or the little stretcher?
Whatever they were.
For 3 weeks and just do nothing. I mean, you'd go to the long drop, you'd go to the waterfall, you'd go somewhere and do the deed, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. It didn't happen.
It didn't. It was all for those reality stars. They know how to work the camera.
I tell you what, they do. They're us older... We just couldn't give her stuff.
Am I being included?
You're younger.
Okay. You're younger.
And you know where the cameras are and the play up to them and everything. It's a performance, don't they, Rhonda?
No, they were working it. They were working it. I have a saying, but I can't say it on air. I don't think, yeah.
All right, then.
No. Well, we won't go with that.
No. You know, it's just, you must admit, boys, that some people, you know, those reality ones, there were 60 cameras.
They
knew exactly. And they knew the moment to kind of, you know, get excited or create a something, didn't they?
But there were times when you didn't realise you're being filmed. You should have, but you just didn't.
Well, and
you
the
forgot.
Microphone.
You got yourself
in a bit of trouble with the little story about your dear friend Nicole Kidman, nothing in it.
But. No, nothing. And it's how they edit it too.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, you spent a bit of time on your back there, Billy, with your morning riser. He didn't.
there was no morning riser.
Oh, there was a standing ovation. It was lovely.
And we talked about those dad jocks. They weren't okay, were they, Rhonda?
No, and the time you went to the waterfall and you didn't have your bathers and you just thought you'd give your jocks a rinse.
That's it.
And you bent over. Remember when he fell over?
I'm trying to forget that. It's not. No one needs to.
With like a Kinder Surprise.
Oh, Rhonda, we love you. Hang around because we're nearly finished, but we've got a joke coming up. I want you to be part of it,
oh,
Rhonda.
Oh, brilliant.
Good girl.
It is the Rush Hour on Triple M. Billy Brownless, Dale Thomas filling in for JB, who will be back for the footy season.
In about 3 weeks, we've got Daisy, as you said. Some Rush Hour 2020 social media feedback, Daisy, already.
The hotline's blowing up, mate. Ash Harvey. Must be doing well.
You are. Ash Harvey is one of our favourites, by the way. Welcome back, team, and sounding great, Daisy and Bill. Back early and on late. Jeez, that will get some taking used to, whatever.
Do you want to have another go at that last bit?
Jeez, that will take some getting used to.
There you go. There's the words in order. I've got one from Jenko. Thanks, Jenko. Triple M Rush Hour. Go, boys. And a little emoji of the grouse, the old Winx tribute.
Julie Carter, another good listener. Welcome back, boys. Wowee. I have missed you, especially you, Bill, you big spunk.
And the last one here. But there's only four come through, so we're obviously not going that way.
No, it's only four.
Okay. So I do feel better about myself. Agent Chaos to Fat Jimmy, Rabsy, Daisy, Matty Haywood, and the entire Triple M Rush Hour team. A huge welcome back for 2020. So happy and delighted you are back. Now, Bill.
Yeah. Just on that, Matty. You mentioned Matty there. He's one of our favourites. He's been with us for a long time. He's been crook, and we wish him all the best. Our good mate Matty Haywood, who's here today.
He's out
there.
About.
He is out there.
Matty.
Good on you, Matty boy. We do love him.
Now, I am not used to this. I'm new to this. But on the screen, there is something flashing saying, caller. What do we do?
Well, you answer it.
Okay. Rabsy, you sort this out.
Yeah. It looks like Dave from Werribee.
G'day, Daisy. Welcome to the team, mate.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. The first caller we've had.
No, it's Todd from Bowen Head.
Oh, it's the first show. Piss off.
What a treat this is.
I can't let that summer go, Bill. It is one of the worst summers from a brand perspective that I've ever seen. So I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
That's it. Give it to him, Toddy.
A platform for rebuilding brands.
Yep.
Barry Hall, Brendan Favola went in there, turned his life around.
Yes.
Even Daisy's done a great job.
I was holding
You're the only person I'm aware of that brand has taken a hit by going into that show. You
I
were
was
beaten
good.
By Tanya Hennessy, some no-name blogger.
Yes.
Nikki Osborne, a comedian no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
Perez bloody Hilton, Bill.
Oh, Perez. That's fair enough.
No rare time. No one wants to watch it. No one voted for you. And I hope you realise you've got to wake up to yourself, Fat, and go disappear to the Cremorne.
Hey, get stuff. Put him off. Rabs, get rid of him.
He's hung up anyway.
Oh, he has hung up.
It's
our first show and you let Todd on.
That is an absolute treat,
Bill.
Well,
it said David from Werribee.
Oh, David from Werribee. Did it?
Well.
He made some valid points, Bill.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Take a break. Oh, speaking of Taylor, mate, let me tell you, the Tour Response Ball is a brand new ball that is a Tour quality ball that doesn't cost the same as a Tour quality ball, Daisy.
More spin, less spend, Billy. Every golf ball has a 100% urethane cover.
Good.
Made for premium feel and increased spin around the greens. We love that.
Yes, the tailor-made Tour Response Ball, Tour performance without the Tour price tag.
Ooh.
Now, we got the joke, of course.
Yes, we do.
We got any sponsors for the joke?
Not yet, no. Right.
Probably with reason, Bill. I've heard a bit of this driving my car in the past, and these jokes are renowned for being horrible best.
Red Hot Rhonda's still with us.
I am.
You got a joke for us, Rhonda?
No, not really. My one was where do baby apes sleep?
Oh, hang on. We haven't run this past. Yes.
Apricots. So that's good. That's not bad.
That's the best joke that's going to be told today.
Let's see what you got, Bill.
All right.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
I went and seen the doctor the other day, Rhonda.
Wow.
I even saw it. The doctor.
Yeah.
He said, don't eat anything fatty. I said, what? Like bacon and burgers? He said, no, fatty. Don't eat anything.
Oh, yes. No. They're all coming back to me now, yeah.
No, remember all
Billy's joke book.
We should get Miguel to do his one.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've got another one for you.
Yeah,
have we got time?
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
Why not?
It was Valentine's Day the other day.
Was that with an M or an N, Bill?
Oh, Tynes or whatever it is. So I don't agree with it because probably on your own you don't, do you? But I booked a table for my wife and I on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Yes. Well, hang on, I haven't told her, Rhonda. I booked a table on Valentine's Day for my wife and I.
Valentine's.
When we got there, she was really, really disappointed. I'd forgotten she doesn't like playing snooker.
Oh, God.
First show of the year, and you've just given that.
That's Kevy. Kev sent that in.
We
That's
were going
terrible,
pretty
Kev.
Strong until we were off your rads.
That was good.
And you've done that. You've dropped the anchor on the ship early, Bill.
Here we go. Sam Blank, Boom Wah. Remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rhonda, great to see you. You're a bloody star.
Help me. I love you, Billy.
Oh, we love you.
Oh, Daisy. Woo!
See you tomorrow, Daisy.
Daisy.
Same bat time.
In the bank.
Same bat channel. Thanks, Rebs.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is knocked off for the day.
You know what time it is?
What?
Frothy time!
The new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Tour quality that doesn't cost the same as tour quality.